Perfect Attitude. This is Dr. Gerardo Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Instant Illumination. A perfect attitude. What is a perfect attitude? Can anyone have a perfect attitude? Can anyone live in a perfect attitude? Can anyone have their life 100% be a perfect attitude? And the answer is yes. If that is true, why doesn't everyone have a perfect attitude? Why don't all people express or at least outpicture a perfect attitude? Well, a perfect attitude means that I look at everyone and I see them with a perfect attitude. But how can I look at people and see them with a perfect attitude if I do not have a perfect attitude? Now, my attitude about life and about doing things and about being things and about what I believe and what I conjecture for myself, these are things that are important to me. But are they important to anyone else? My views on life are important to me, my attitudes, my points of view, my opinions are important to me, but are they important to anyone else? Should we ever allow ourselves for one moment to think that our attitude is not important for someone else, then we do not believe in our attitude. Do you believe in your attitude? Do you believe about yourself? Do you believe that it's good for you to go to bed at night and to get a good night's sleep and wake up refreshed in the morning? Do you believe that when you wake up in the morning, you stretch out and you just feel so wonderful? You just put your legs out and your arms out and pull and twist and turn and you feel so alive, so awake. Everybody should do that. You feel so fantastic. Then you get up and you go do your bathroom and you get yourself ready for the day and perhaps you shower and brush your teeth and get yourself all prettied up and get yourself nice so that you smell good. Everyone should do that. Then you get yourself dressed in whatever pleases you for the day and you get ready for a lovely day of doing whatever you want to do. Everyone should do that. Then you go and you have your breakfast and you make yourself things that delight your taste buds and your taste palate. You just feel so filled and delighted, not with abundance of food, but with the right amount of food that just is enough to make yourself feel happy and make yourself satisfied. Okay, now everybody should do that. Then you speak happy words to everybody. You say, good morning, I love you, I see you, wonderful, good morning. You say it to your dog, you say it to your cat, you say it to your children, you say it to your husband, your wife, you say it to everybody in your world. Everybody in your world. And everybody should do that. Now, the only error, and we could go on about that certainly, but the only error is that I have a perfect attitude. Now, do I see other people having a perfect attitude? Do I see other people having a perfect attitude? Well, if I do, then everything is in divine order. Now, is everything in divine order? Is everything wonderful? Well, no, everybody's not doing what I'm doing. Everyone isn't thinking what I'm thinking. Everyone isn't acting in the way that I'm acting. Everyone's not going the direction that I'm going. And I think my direction is certainly the perfect attitude. Well, perhaps I should change my attitude to I see me doing the right thing in the right way at the right time every single moment of my life. I see me doing the right thing in the right way at the right time with every single moment in my life. And as I see that, as I do that, then I begin to look out at the world and I see them doing the right thing in the right way at the right time. A perfect attitude is for me. A perfect attitude is for my life. A perfect attitude is for what turns me on, what makes me happy, what makes me feel fulfilled, what makes me feel joyous and magnificent. A perfect attitude begins at home and stays at home. A perfect attitude begins in my heart and stays in my heart. A perfect attitude begins in my thought, my brain, my mind, and stays in my thoughts and my brain and my mind. I would rather spend time thinking of the magic that I have control of within my own being. I have a brain, and that brain is a brain that is doing okay, but it could do a lot better. And it could do a lot better if it had the ability to flow more abundantly of the infinite that I am. Now, my brain could do all sorts of good things. I'm a genius, actually. Everyone is a genius, and I'm a genius, and I can be a genius in everything that I do. But I tell myself sometimes I don't know. Now, my brain says, hey, you're right, you don't know. I'm only allowing you to know what I feel that you should know. And so then we read a book, and the book says, this is how the brain functions. And of course, you wrote the book. And it's this is how the brain functions. And since I wrote the book, I can rewrite it at any time I want. But I look at the book now, and the book says, this is how the brain functions. The brain is like a filter in the furnace, and it brings in air and blows out warm air or cool air, whatever your choice is. And the air that comes in is sometimes dusty, so there's a filter, and that keeps that dusty air out. And then there's another filter that brings the air into the house or into my place, and that has a filter on it too. So there's two sets of filters. Now, why would we have an inner filter and an outer filter? Well, we have the inner filter so that all the things that are perfect and good and beautiful go through. Because sometimes things from the outer slip in and get into the inner mechanism, and then the inner mechanism spews it out again, but it has a filter to keep it from doing this. It's just a double filter. Now, the filter, the big filter that we're thinking about right at the moment, is the intake filter. So we have our furnace with the filter that brings air in so that it can warm it up and send it out. Now, this filter can be a coarse filter, a medium filter, or a fine filter, or no filter at all. Now, if it has no filter at all, then I must be sure that the environment around the furnace and around the opening are beautiful and pure, which, of course, I should always do anyhow. And so, as I make sure that the air in my house is clear and beautiful and fresh, then as it goes into the furnace and warms up and comes out, it will be coming out as a fresh, beautiful air. However, if my filter is coarse, a lot will come through. If it is fine, then it'll keep a lot of the dust particles out, and of course it'll make the furnace work harder and make it work harder to get the things into it and get the air through from the house so it can warm it up. And if there's no filter at all, then the dust that's in the house gets blown back into the house and it just cycled around. So it seems that we have all these mechanisms that are great. So what we want to do is to live in an environment of happiness, harmony, and peace, so that the filter on our brain allows all that happiness, harmony, and peace through, and we have a clean house with clean air in it, and the dust doesn't go into our inner working mechanism. Now, the dust is the ideas that there's problems in the world. The dust is ideas that there are things that need to be taken care of. And these things are pretty tough. They're pretty tough. And some people have very smooth working furnaces, smooth working operations, because they have someone come in and change their filters quite often. And they have people come in and keep their filters fine and beautiful so that only the most beautiful things come in. But if we live in an environment of beautiful things, if we live in an environment of happy thoughts, a happy world, then the thoughts that come flowing in and through our filters, in and through our brain, in and through us, is beautiful. The thoughts that come in are wonderful and fantastic. And we can have a more coarse filter so that the things can come through better. And it just keeps out the bigger particles of dirt. The day would come when we live in such a positive attitude and such a perfect attitude that we no longer need any filter at all. Our perfect attitude is our filter. And everything that comes into our being is channeled in a beautiful way so that it is whole and perfect and wonderful. Now, this is a fantastic experience for anybody. If you keep your house indoors with pure air in it, beautiful things in it, and you only allow harmony in it, you keep the windows closed so that the dirt and dust blowing around outside doesn't come in. You keep the doors closed. You see, you keep the weather stripping properly in order. You keep everything beautiful so that only inside of your house is beautiful air and beautiful circumstances. And we say this for our mind. Not our mind so much, but our thinking system. As our thinking system maintains beautiful, perfect, fantastic thoughts at all times, as we have a perfect attitude at all times, then our body has a perfect response. The filters of our furnace, we don't need to have. The filters in our consciousness and our brain, we don't need to have. We can allow the infinite awareness to flow directly through us, because we have connected ourselves with perfection. We have connected ourselves with our divinity. We have connected ourselves with the truth of our nature, the truth of our being. And because we have done that, then we don't need any filter at all. Then I and the infinite are one. God and I are one. That's how we like to say it. I and the infinite are one. And when we're one, I have a perfect connection, a perfect attitude. And with this perfect attitude, I do not need any filters. I do not need anything to tell me what should be right and wrong, because the divine in me is my only, and it's not a filter, the divine in me is my only source of the pure air, only source of the purity that comes through my being into my affairs. I have a perfect attitude. My perfect attitude is by my creation, not by anything else, not by the filters in my brain. I take those filters out. Oh, I might have a tough time at first, but I take those filters out, and as all of this perfection flows in and through me that I'm not accustomed to, I will get accustomed to it very quickly, because it is my nature. It is my original purity and integrity. And as I get used to it, then I'm able to live in that blissful attitude of my perfect attitude. This is who I am. This is what I am. This is how I am. And I'm ready for that perfect attitude right now. and it is me. Think about these things, they're a lot of fun. They challenge and they delight, and they are wonderful. Have a great day, and know that I love you, I love you, I love you.